I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples. We're talking about protecting yourself in the holidays. If we're talking about identity theft, what are some of the things that we can do and need to remember during the holidays?
Identity theft is a major problem right now, but to protect yourself, don't provide your information online. If you do have security measures in effect, my wife buys a lot of Christmas online, and I always tell her, make sure that iPhone security or whatever type of phone you have is in place, because if not, the scammers are out there and they're ready to take that. If you're in store, they're buying the product, make sure that they don't see your PIN numbers, your card numbers, and keep that stuff in your wallet and on your person, and try to remember to keep it close by.
When shopping, are there ways to prevent theft of the packages before you even get them home?
There are. So some of the best ways that we can help the citizens protect their property is when you're purchasing stuff from the store or pick it up from the post office or wherever you pick it up, best to secure it in your trunk or hide it in the vehicle. There's times where we forget to lock our vehicle and whatnot, and people will get in. We've had several cases where people get in your vehicle and just take the item. Or recently we've had a theft at a local business, and it took literally 15 seconds, and we watched it on camera. So the best thing to do is secure it in your trunk, because you have to have a key to get in your trunk or in a locked area, a toolbox of some sort. But take that extra measure and that extra time to protect it so you can have a good holiday and have your property.
If they can't see it, it's harder to want it.
Huh? Exactly.
What about protecting your home?
The best way to protect your home is use your security systems, use your measures that are in place. We all have keys to our homes, and you know, it's not bad to have that neighbor that watches your back. So I know I have a security system on my home and surveillance, and I do that to protect my family. But not everybody can do that. So the best thing to do is keep your vehicles locked, your house is locked, your windows locked. We're in a different time and age right now that people really don't respect property, and really the criminals will make you a victim if you don't help protect yourself. And that's why I'm a big advocate for the police department partners with the community. And I think it's a team effort that really can make Chillicothe a better place when we come together and protect each other.
You touched on it before, having that neighbor that kind of keeps an eye on things. That can make a difference in a neighborhood.
It can. You may think that they're being a little bit nosy or overstepping your privacy, but honestly, I mean, that's what it takes is that's what I love about Chillicothe, is we have each other's backs and we watch each other's property. And if you see something, say something. That's huge. If you see suspicious activity around your neighbor, go to them and tell them, hey, was this supposed to happen? And then they can notify the police to investigate it. And we just have that provides time frames and leads for investigations. Descriptions of people provide leads for investigations. And that's how, through partnership, we solve crime.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.